everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want you to think for a moment if you've ever been faced with a situation that questions not what you believe necessarily, but how your actions match up with what you believe. Have you ever been asked to do something that you know is not really quite in line with who you are and what you stand for, but they're asking you to compromise because it's an important event or it's a worthy cause or there's a really good reason behind it? Well, you may have seen this story going around the internet. It's on LDSliving.com, and it's about Noelle Picus Pace. And if you're not familiar with her, she was a really big face during the Olympics, and she is LDS. She's a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and she's a mother. She talks about in this article how before her very first Olympic appearance, she was invited to attend a really prestigious event for Olympic athletes, and it's known as the Media Summit. I guess it's a really big deal. It's a national event, and pretty much every journalist in the country that has some kind of tie to sports, health, or fitness, and interest in the Olympics comes to this event. So it's huge. It's a really big deal. And only certain athletes attend receive invitations to this. It's only the athletes that are expected to do well in the Olympics. So as you can imagine, this is a pretty prestigious event. And they were asked ahead of time to bring a bunch of different types of clothing. They wanted the athletes in workout clothes, in Sunday best, in formal wear, in competition gear and equipment, outfits that they wear when they go out on the town, winter gear, and basically everything in their closet. They wanted a lot of different options to choose from because it was a huge photo shoot. And near the end of the summit, there was a huge photo shoot. So she packed up what was in her closet and what she felt like she looked really great in and headed to the summit. Well, there were photographers there from Getty Images, from NBC, from Women's Health, from Shape Magazine, the Associated Press. I mean, this is no small event. So before her final interview, she was told, okay, this is how it's going to work, and we're going to have very limited time to get you dressed and pull you out into this photo shoot. So she takes her clothes, they have them all laid out for her, and they walk her back after her last interview to this photo shoot. Somebody named Diane, another woman working there named Diane, grabbed her hand and rushed her behind a curtain into a makeshift dressing room, and she could hear the photographer saying, 1 minute! And so she knew she just had 1 minute to change clothes. So she changed clothes as quick as she could. She got dressed in her first outfit, went out, had her photo, came back, next one, okay, 2 minutes, and same thing, runs back, changes clothes, comes back again. So then, during one of these many times when they're saying, okay, go back and change and then come back, go back and change and then come back, she came back and they handed her a dress. She was really puzzled because it was not her dress, it was a different dress. And this woman, Diane, said to her, well, all the female athletes are getting their pictures taken in a red dress to support healthy hearts and healthy living. And I know that this dress will be absolutely gorgeous on you. She took the dress out of her hands, Noelle did, and she looked at it and saw that it was on a hanger. And the dress had spaghetti straps on the shoulders. It was really revealing in the front of the dress. And the length was quite short. She knew immediately that she could not wear this dress. And then she sort of had like this internal struggle in her head. And she thought, oh, but it's for a good cause. It's for heart health. I mean, it's not like they're asking me to do something wrong here. This is a good cause. She said, you know, she's thinking in her head, I've worked hard to get my body in this shape. Of course I want to show it off, you know. Everyone's waiting for me. What am I going to say? Am I going to be the only athlete that didn't wear this dress? But when it came down to it, she just knew that she could not wear it because she had chosen to stand as a witness of God at all times and in all things and in all places. That's from Mosiah 18:9. So she decided a long time ago that she wouldn't let the vision or expectations of the world determine who she was and what she stood for. And she just knew that this dress would give people the wrong impression about her. So she said to this woman, she said, I want to be modest. It's just who I am. And I'm really sorry, but I can't wear this. And she expected the woman to roll her eyes and try and convince her to wear it. But instead, the woman surprised her and she said, oh, sweetie, I'm a good Christian girl, too. And I completely understand and respect your beliefs. Let's find you something else to wear. Well, she was shocked and elated by her understanding and support of that decision. So she dug through this box of clothing and found another red dress that was not very flattering, but it was really modest. And so Noelle chose to wear the not as cute dress, but the modest one. And she says that every time she sees this picture of herself that's still floating around on the internet, she cringes a little bit because it's not her best look. She doesn't look her best. But she sees it more as a reminder that she is proud of the decision that she made in the heat of the moment, and that she knows that if she's faced with that situation again, that she would make the same choice. Such a great example, I think, to young women today who think they have to compromise their standards. Noelle Pikus-Pace is just a wonderful example that you don't have to do that. You can truly live what you believe. So along those same lines, modesty is really a way to show devotion to God. And Carol F. McConkie said, how beautiful and how blessed are they who are guided by the Holy Ghost, who protect themselves from worldliness, and who stand as witnesses of God to the world. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.